Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Casey Shepard talking today with Weston Givens about the OCA Ranch Rodeo in just a moment.
Oklahoma Farm Bureau is proud to be a strong, solid voice for agriculture in Oklahoma. Farm Bureau members work together as advocates for family agriculture and our rural communities. Join us by becoming a Farm Bureau member today. Visit our website at okfarmbureau.org to sign up or to learn more. For nearly 80 years, Oklahoma Farm Bureau members have come together to build a brighter future, and we're going to be here for decades to come. Together, we are Rural Oklahoma.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Visiting today with Weston Givens, of course, we've got the OCA Ranch Rodeo coming up. So just tell us a little bit about this rodeo, because it's not your traditional type of rodeo.
No, I know a few people have been to some ranch rodeos and stuff, and it is a different set of events and a different set of competitors. All the competitors you're going to see are ranch cowboys that work on a ranch for a living, do all the usual tasks it takes to bring your beef to your kitchen table for you. So these guys aren't professional rodeo cowboys that you might get to watch on TV every day. So it adds a whole new twist, and all of the events are kind of centered around activities that go on the ranch using horses to work cattle. So that's kind of the basics around the whole rodeo.
So these are actual cowboys like you that are working calves every day. It's not just like, you know, bulldogging and bull riding and stuff like this. You're working cattle.
Yes, these are going to be cowboys that are working for short pay and just living for a lifestyle that they love. You're going to see guys that can take a horse and accomplish a lot with them. They're going to be working against the clock. You know, when you're at home on the ranch, a lot of times things are you work at a slower pace, and sometimes slower is better. But when you get in an arena, you're always working against the clock. So you're going to see some guys put under some pressure that they might not have at home, and you're going to get to see a lot of fun activities.
Well, and of course, what really makes this rodeo stand out is the proceeds and where they go.
Absolutely. You know, that's really what this whole rodeo is about. Is years ago, when the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association decided to start doing this rodeo, they said, you know, let's do something where we can give back. You know, we recognize that we've been given a lot in this world, and part of our responsibility is to help others with the things we are given. These committee members, when they started this rodeo, they said, let's figure out a way to help sick kids. And so they started working with the Oklahoma Children's Hospital Foundation, and all the proceeds from this rodeo go to that foundation. And this has been a long-term relationship with this rodeo and the Oklahoma Children's Foundation. And so we're really proud of that. And the cowboys that come to this rodeo, they recognize the importance of that. They all want to, you know, they're all going to come, and they're going to fight tooth and toenail to win that rodeo. But when it comes right down to it, they're there because they want to help those kids. And that's makes this rodeo really special. You can go to a lot of rodeos, and the money goes out to the cowboys and this, that, and the other. And it's raising money for, you know, the community or whatever it is. But you don't go to very many events that have a focus on charity the way this event does. So we think that makes it really special.
Well, you've already got the teams lined up, and I know that this year you guys are basically going to have something for everyone, so people need to start making their plans now to come out and watch.
Absolutely, yep. We've got 12 teams from all around the state lined up to come. You're going to see a ranch bronc riding. You're going to see branding. You're going to see the doctoring event. You're going to see the pinning event. I'm trying to think. I think we've got a bedroll race set up that we're going to have the kids doing. So you're going to see a little bit of everything. We're going to have a trade show there. If you need some tack or need some gear or whatever for whatever your horse deal is at home, you know, there's going to be something there for you. So definitely get out there and look forward to seeing you.
Now, the event's coming up August the 20th and 21st, and you guys do this at the Lazy E, correct?
It'll be at the Lazy E. Lazy E's been a great partner for us. That's where we started, and back in 1985, I believe, was the first one. And we've worked with them many years, and they've been a great friend. And also a huge thanks goes out to Ford. Ford has been a primary sponsor for us for years and years, and they've helped make this rodeo what it is.
Weston Givens talking about the 37th annual OCA Ranch Rodeo, the 20th and 21st of August at the Lazy E Arena in Guthrie, Oklahoma. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Wheat farmers, here's a wheat variety that can offer big yield numbers in the proper environment. It's Showdown, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Showdown is widely adapted from West Texas to Central Kansas, including the Oklahoma Panhandle. Showdown has a very high yield ceiling with good standability and responds well to grazing with adequate seeding density. Showdown also offers Hessian fly resistance. Showdown is another Graze and Grain and Golden Grain OSU variety. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.